It is the radio segment that I had a hard time getting out of bed this morning, just like you did. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everybody else does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Brockville, Canada. A 56-year-old man named Dale Colby was camping with his son and his son's girlfriend the other night, and they got into a debate over whether the Earth was flat.
This again. It's not a debate. It's science, guys.
Yes.
Dale was arguing that the Earth was round, but his son's girlfriend kept saying it was totally flat.
Totes flat, I bet.
According to the police report, Dale got so upset that he started throwing stuff into their campfire, including a pretty decent-sized propane tank.
Whoa. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's the last thing you want to throw into a fire.
Yeah. Stick to, like, the chair, maybe, or a sleeping bag. Flashlight, even.
After that happened, everybody ran, including Dale, and the tank exploded. He was raging, and then he's like, ah, stupid, it's round, you're an idiot. Throwing stuff in the fire, and then he threw that, and he's like, uh-oh. I went too far. Firefighters showed up shortly after and had to put it out. Yeah. In the end, both the boyfriend and the girlfriend stayed to be interviewed by police, but Dale had somehow run off into the woods, screaming that the Earth was round, probably.
How does he end up being the one that looks like a lunatic in this whole thing?
It's round, I tell ya!
Authorities are trying to track him down. They say he's looking at one count of criminal mischief trying to prove that the Earth was, in fact, round.
Yeah, he knows how Galileo felt now.
This next leisure story is out of Arlington, Virginia. A guy went to a Thai restaurant for dinner over the weekend. His bill was $60, but he left over $1,000 in cash as a tip.
That's amazing. Can you imagine picking that up?
The staff celebrated, and then they split up the money.
Nicer, I wouldn't have told anybody and just pocketed it all for myself.
Me too, Brooke.
Turns out the restaurant has been around for 5 years, and the owner said she thought it was a reward for all of their hard work.
Hey.
But the next day, the guy came back.
Oh, no.
He told the manager he was drunk the night before, and he thought the $100 bills he was putting down were ones.
Oh.
So he asked if he could get the tip back. And the owner actually gave it back to him.
She did?
Yeah. I would have been like, sorry, spent it already.
Yeah.
The man was so psyched that he gave her $100 to cover his $60 bill.
Good.
That's a $40 tip.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
That's still great.
Yeah, it's not $1,000.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a 67% tip.
That's huge.
Not quite the 2,000% tip that the staff thought they had gotten.
And you know somebody on that staff logged on to Amazon as soon as they got home and bought something ridiculously expensive and now can't afford it.
In the end, the manager says she hopes he's going to come back and keep being a good customer. No word on if the staff plans on giving him a sneezer surprise in his drink the next time he shows up, but I'm assuming they probably will. And he should probably not go back to that restaurant. Because there's good there. I know the owner is cool with it, but I guarantee the employees are very bitter.
No.
This next laser story is out of Ringgold, Georgia. A 59-year-old woman named Patricia Crow was at a pro wrestling event last weekend. It was a minor league thing, but apparently the guys were putting on a hell of a show.
Oh, man.
Wow.
A wrestler named Paul Lee was in a no-holds-barred match, tied up his opponent, and started hitting him with a chair.
Oh, smash, smash, smash!
You know. I had a friend that used to do this minor league wrestling thing.
Really?
I didn't even know it existed, and they take it very seriously.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, it's legit.
Oh, my God.
So he started hitting his opponent with a chair, and that's when Patricia jumped into the ring and used a knife to free his opponent, and then pulled a gun on Paul. He's beating somebody with a folding chair and not actually beating them, doing a fake beating because it's wrestling. And then she decided to pull a gun.
Oh, is she the only one that still believes that this stuff is real?
Mm-hmm. She's like, enough is enough, okay? He's defenseless.
Stop the violence. Fortunately, everyone talked her into putting the gun down, and she was arrested for aggravated assault and reckless conduct. The big question was, why did she go after Paul Lee, the wrestler?
Yeah.
Patricia told reporters that Paul's a heel.
He's
which is
the
wrestling term for a bad guy.
Oh, I thought it was a 1920s term for a crook.
I know. And on the way to the ring, he was insulting fans, which is what heels do.
Yeah, that's the
And he told Patricia to, quote, sit her toothless self back down.
Oh. Well, you ain't gonna talk to me like that. I got a gun.
She told the cops he was talking mean to me and I got mad. I guess I just let my temper get the best of me.
I guess.
I love how, if you're really toothless, I don't know if it's an insult or if it's just a fact at that point. I mean, it's like saying you're blonde.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe she'll get added to the wrestling tour now. Seems like she's an exciting person.
Yeah.
This next is a story is out of Junk Food Central. Apparently, you don't have to go to the county fair to experience deep-fried Twinkies anymore.
Creamy.
I say that because Hostess just introduced a prepackaged version of deep-fried Twinkies, and they're on sale right now at Walmart.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting.
And apparently Walmart has a one-year exclusive deal to sell them.
Yeah, because so many other people are clamoring to get onto the deep-fried Twinkie prepackaged
deal.
They
are delicious, Brooke. I'm telling you.
Give it up for Walmart for understanding their customer base. They know what they want, and they give it to them.
I could see something freshly deep-fried at the fair as, like, part of an experience, but packaged in cellophane and sitting on the shelf for 6 months.
It's still Twinkie.
They're pre-fried, and they're in the frozen food section. So you need to heat them up in the oven or the microwave before you eat them.
Yeah, it'd be like soggy by the time you eat it.
Oh, and that cream is all hot in the middle?
Walmart
gross.
Says the response on Twinkie blogs have been amazing.
How many Twinkie blogs are out there?
Apparently there's a lot. I have no idea.
Ashamed of yourself if you're running one.
One man who goes by the name Cream Filling 23 loves his Twinkies, says, quote, I bought 12 packages of deep-fried Twinkies last weekend for my daughter's 7th birthday. And guess what? They're all gone. Thank you, Walmart. Thank you, Hostess. You guys rock. Good job making that dude's dreams come true, Hostess.
And that handle would have such a different meaning on any other blog.
Mm-hmm.
This next laser story is out of Survey Central. A survey asked people just how far they'd go to help out their best friend.
Oh, I'd take a bullet. I'd do anything.
Here are the results. 15% of women and 10% of men say they would help their best friend cover up a crime.
Probably.
Depends on the crime.
Yeah.
If it's a murder, probably not. Sorry. Bro.
But if it's a
it depends
murder,
on who they murdered.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You guys are bad people.
If it's shoplifting, you're done. I don't support that. Sorry, I don't care how good of friends we are. I don't support shoplifting. That takes away money from businesses, okay? And it hurts the economy and everything else.
But
if you want to murder, like, your brother or something, I don't know. If he's a bad dude, go for it.
Whatever.
70% of women and 60% of men say they would donate a kidney to their friend.
Oh, yeah, I would in a heartbeat.
Yeah, to save a lot of life.
Yeah, I'd donate a kidney. Who cares?
You need you don't need both of them.
The survey also found that women would let their best friend borrow an average of $1,800.
Uh-huh.
Men would let their friend borrow an average of $2,600.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then men would get pissed when they never got it paid back to them.
I don't think any of my friends have that much money.
Yeah.
I know. I think about my friends, too. I was like, wow, who are they interviewing? Jeez. And last but not least, the survey also found women consider someone their best friend a lot quicker than men do.
Yeah.
That's why you have a lot of girls have, like, so many best friends.
I have a lot of best friends.
They met 2 weeks ago, and they're like, this is my instant best friend.
We connected with best friends.
Hey, you know what? Don't hate. Women can connect on an emotional level that men can't, okay?
And, like, guys have, like, a best friend.
Yeah.
Maybe another one that they might call their best friend from time to time. But it's like, you don't throw that around easily as a guy.
Yeah.
You got to earn the best. You could be a good friend.
Yeah.
But you're not my best friend.
It's so weird. My husband won't ever name someone as his best friend.
Hey.
He feels like it's
guys.
Too much of an intimate. I don't know what it is. Like, he doesn't want to put that on someone else.
We don't like to commit, so it's a commitment issue.
You've been friends with them for 25 years. What does it take?
Women say it takes an average of a year to become best friends. Men say it takes an average of 3 years to call somebody your best friend. This guy has a best friend. That's you. They are best of friends, companions. They love each other forever. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We will do it again, same time on Wednesday. Move at 92.5.